Welcome, parents, and thank you for joining us here for the first step in the parent-child dedication celebration. My name is Jim Whitaker, and I am the pastor of Family Ministries here at Fellowship Bible Church. One of the key goals of the leadership team at FBC is to resource you as parents in a way that will enable you to think through key milestones as you raise your child. We believe that the parent-child dedication is a prime place to start. That is why we have put together the child dedication event in a two-step process. By listening to this three-part series of talks, you have begun the first step, which once completed will conclude with a celebration event with family and friends. After each talk, there will be a brief homework assignment that we are going to ask you to do. We hope that by doing this, we can help you think through some important decisions that you will make as a parent. Whether this is your first child or your fifth, I'm sure you have noticed that your family and its schedule are in a constant state of flux. Throughout the coming years, we want to come alongside of you and help you as you seek to instill in your child those values and principles that you would like them to have as an adult. So here we go. To start off, I would like to share with you a little bit about my family. My wife, Susan, and I are parents of two adult sons, Philip and Casey, who are now in various stages of their own families. For us, parenting started while we were both full-time students in our last semester of Bible college. We were both taking 18 credit hours, and I was working 40 hours a week at a local print shop. Yes, it was a busy time for us, but you know what? As I look around, I see things haven't gotten any easier for parents these days. We certainly did not have a monopoly on busy schedules. Everyone is busy. That's why I think it's so important that you have taken this step, and I want to encourage you to keep moving forward. The busier our lives get, the more important it is for us to take time and ask ourselves, what are the important things? What are the things that we need to make sure that we have in our lives and are doing to help instill within our children the qualities that they are going to need when they walk out the door as adults? As parents of young children, it's so easy to get caught up and focus on the day-to-day that you lose sight of the future. Yet, this is the thing. What you are doing right now in the day-to-day is shaping the future. And that's what I want to talk about in this session. I want to encourage you to look beyond the crazy day-to-day for the moment and think about your child's future, to imagine the end, to think about that day when your little one is all grown up. We all know that day is coming, right? But who has time? And who wants to think about high school graduation, college, and potential future in-laws? It amazes me that our boys have not only grown and are out of college, but Sue and I are grandparents. Trust me, it will be here sooner than you think. I'm aware that as parents, there is so much to think about as we are raising our children. Honestly, it can be overwhelming. You may be asking yourself, how will we ever get through this stage? Which foods do we dare feed our child? Does everything have to be organic? What about allergies? Is this too soon to be thinking about the best preschool, or do we homeschool? These are all good questions. And if we were outsiders looking at our life scenarios with the variety of questions and the rate at which they pop up, I believe we would all conclude, this poor couple is just in survival mode. Yep, that was certainly the case for us at times, and you will have those occasions when it will be the case for you as well. But if we only think about how to make it through the next life stage, we will be missing the greater goal. You see, 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter in the life of your child is their relationship with God. I believe this is so important that I'm going to say it again. 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter in the life of your child is their relationship with God. The temptation as parents is to think about and plan for what our children will do in the future. Of course, we want them to do well in school, and maybe excel in sports or the arts. We want them to get a good job. Lord willing, they will marry a wonderful spouse, settle down, and have a family of their own one day. But what if we pose a different question? Instead of asking, what do I want them to do? What if you ask, who do I want them to become? You see, when you ask a question from that perspective, it changes everything. Perspective change and priorities shift. When you ask the question, who do I want them to become, you begin to place more value on the things that will shape their character and hopefully include their relationship with their Heavenly Father. Ultimately, who they are will shape everything they do. It will shape how they handle success or failure, the priorities they place on their time. It will impact the quality of their relationships, and ultimately will determine the kind of husband or wife and father or mother they will become one day. Character shapes everything, and hopefully at the heart of your child's character is their relationship with their Heavenly Father. God clearly gives the responsibility to us as parents to lead our children toward a growing relationship with Jesus, to introduce them to the God who created them, who loves them, and desires to have a relationship with them. When I think about the responsibility God has given us as parents, my thoughts are drawn to the passage in Deuteronomy, where Moses is standing before the Israelites just as they are ready to enter into the promised land. He is speaking to the parents and to the Israelite community together, and this is what he says in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 8. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these things that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Moses clearly communicates that parents have been given the primary responsibility to teach their children what it looks like to love God with all their heart. That we as parents should talk to them when we are at home, when we are traveling down the road in our cars, when we wake up in the morning, and when we are going to bed at the end of the day. Basically, he's saying, parents, be talking to your children about our great God all of the time. This is our job as parents, to introduce our children to the one true God and encourage them to place their faith in Him. As the father of two adults, I see this more clearly now than I did 30 years ago. I believe the most important thing a parent can do is introduce their children to what it means to have a personal relationship with their Heavenly Father and to instill in them the values that will help govern their lives based on the Word of God. That is the end that matters most to all of us and to our children. The focal point that you choose now will help you navigate everything you encounter over the next 20 years. Have you ever tried walking the rail of a railroad track? When I was growing up, we lived near a set of tracks. My brothers and I would have contests to see who could walk the most sections of rail without falling off. And I remember when I first started doing this, I would always look down at the rail where I was placing my feet, but it wouldn't take long before I toppled off. With practice, I discovered that if I looked down the tracks a ways to where I was going and simply walked to that point, it was much easier to stay balanced. Not only that, but it helped me know when the train was coming so I didn't get that extra help off the tracks. Fortunately, that never happened. But the point is this. If we just focus on where we are, we have a tendency to lose our balance. We lose touch with reality. But if we keep our focus down the road of life a ways, it will help us maneuver in the direction we need to go. This is why we need to have a goal for ourselves and our children to get to, and then keep that goal as our focal point. So here's a pivotal question. It is not, what do you want your child to do? But who do you want them to become? It is my hope that ultimately you want your child's character and life to be shaped by a vibrant relationship with their Heavenly Father. Given that as a point of focus, what steps can you do today that will start you on that journey? We want to encourage you to pray with your spouse for the day that your child accepts Christ as their Savior. Make that a priority in your prayers and an end that motivates your life every day. Second, I want you to take a few minutes and write down a description of the kind of person you want your child to become over the next 18 years. Yes, you can include a love for baseball or drama, But more importantly, I want you to describe the kind of character you hope to see in your child. What do you hope to see? Humility? A strong love relationship with Christ? A deep concern for others? Kindness? A love of truth? A strong work ethic? Maybe wisdom? Think about the kind of heart that you want them to develop. Over the years, this might be a letter that you share with your child, or it might just be something that you pull out once or twice a year to remind yourself and your spouse what matters most when it comes to raising your child. Writing a description of who you want them to become will help you clarify how you parent today. When you finish writing down your thoughts, put this paper somewhere safe so that you can bring it with you to the Child Dedication Celebration event, where you will share your thoughts with family and friends that you have invited to celebrate with you. At the celebration event, all of you will be able to pray together for your child's spiritual journey over the coming years. This group will also pray for you to have God's wisdom as you seek to fulfill the important role that He has given you as a parent. I want to thank you so much for listening to this talk today and for doing your homework. I want to assure you that you will be glad that you have figured out where you are headed in your parenting journey from the start. It is one of the best ways that I know to help all of us as parents to focus our priorities on what matters most.